Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Monday, the 19th of October, 2020, where in just a few minutes, I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The Australian share market ended the day up 0.9% to 6,229 points. It's the best close since early March, and three quarters of all stocks rose during the day. The market is now up 7.5% this month, helped along by Victoria easing some restrictions over the weekend in hopes that a COVID-19 vaccine could hit the market by the end of the year. That confidence helped push Wall Street higher over the weekend. Local health stocks were among the best performers, with CSL up 1.7% and Cochlear up 2.2%. Tech stocks also did well, with WiseTech Global leading the way, up more than 4%. Xero shares jumped 1.7%. Other large caps to outperform the market included Commonwealth Bank, ANZ, Fortescue Metals and Transurban. Now, by far the worst performer was Crown Resorts. The anti-money laundering regulator AUSTRAC has launched an investigation into the casino group, citing concerns over who is using the Melbourne casino and whether it's complying with anti-money laundering laws. It comes on top of the New South Wales inquiry into whether Crown should hold a gaming licence in that state. Crown's share price fell more than 8% today, though at one point it had fallen 10% before rising in late afternoon trading. There's a long way to go on that story. Ampol, formerly known as Caltex, said its third quarter profit had tumbled almost 74%, hit by losses in refining, with its Brisbane refinery performing very poorly. Now, Ampol had forewarned the market of the challenges in the refinery and said it's currently under review. The good news out of the result was the performance of the group's convenience retailing arm. Shares in Ampol finished up 1.3%. Mining and metals group South32 will reactivate its buyback after it maintained its full-year production guidance for its operations. Its shares rose almost 4.5%. CIMIC Group will sell 50% of its subsidiary Thiess for around $1.8 billion. Thiess is the world's largest mining services provider and operates in Australia, Asia, Africa and the Americas. And investors like the news, sending CIMIC's share price up more than 8%. Real Estate Investment Trust performed poorly today after a Morgan Stanley report said investors might be underestimating the risks to some of the country's biggest property groups from the extended lockdown, particularly those with buildings in Melbourne. Morgan Stanley has both Vicinity Senators and GPT rated as underweight. Both those share prices fell today. Not much going on in the local world of economics, but there was an economic growth report out of China. Beijing said its economy had grown by 4.9% during the third quarter, slightly below expectations, but not bad. The figures show that China will be one of the few major economies to grow during 2020. The Aussie dollar is trading a touch under 71 US cents. Gold prices were up a bit and oil was slightly lower. That's it for the afternoon market wrap edition of Fear and Greed on Monday, the 19th of October, 2020. Join me again tomorrow morning when I interview Ben Willey from the Spinach Advertising Agency. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.